Meow.
I had a chance to use that today, by the way, Sean.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Somebody said something. Somebody said running the league was like herding cats. So I snapped a picture of a Johnny, slapped it in the chat, and said, meow.
Meow.
Yep.
Hello.
Are you ready for the intro?
Yeah.
All right, then. Think a Johnny thoughts.
Mm.
All right. I'm Phil DeLuca.
I'm Nate Burgess.
As always, I'm Sean Watson.
And we are Commanderin.
Commanderin.
Here's some music. It's not the music that we're about to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're tapping mana. I'm not going to try and rap.
Oh, some freestyle? Give it a shot.
English freestyle rap is only going to be embarrassing. I put my PG tips, that's a type of tea, into my mug and I brew it for me, yo. That's right, Kendrick Lamar. I'm coming for your crown.
Wow. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to put a spotlight on community issues, but never, ever talk about three banned topics. Religion, politics, as hard as it is not to talk about that, and Hearthstone.
Should we add hip-hop onto that list?
We probably should, for the sake of our listeners. Listeners, if you like what you hear this episode and want to support the show, go to patreon.com/commanderinmtg and donate to us. Patreon allows you to give back to the creators you appreciate. We are also working on a few ways to give back to our patrons through exclusive offers and gifts. Yes, exclusive. Only the elite. If you donate a buck a show, it helps immensely. And if you donate $10 per show, you get access to all of the hosts in our exclusive Facebook chat group. Patroni there also get to contribute to show plans, and they get sneak peeks and exclusive content, usually from Nate.
That's me.
Also, check us out on YouTube. This is especially relevant this episode. This week, we have a wonderful show lined up for you. We're going to talk about Commander 2016. We want to thank the fine folks at Wizards of the Coast because they have provided us with our first preview cards. That's right, cards. We have two cards to bring to you this week. One is an old friend, and the other, brand new in Commander 2016. Oh, very excited, guys. All right. Yeah, I mean, we're not, you know, professional card previewers. Maybe we are now. I don't know. But holy cow.
Professional? That would imply we're being paid.
Well, we are in a sense. Our patroni are helping us out there.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So holy cow, are those other spoilers we see today very cool or what?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say no?
No.
No.
Okay.
I said, no, I think
Phil.
Yeah. Am I hearing things?
You need to go to your medicine cupboard, take your medication, that or an exorcist in your house.
So it's appropriate, again, to mention that we're on YouTube. You really should head over there to see what it is we're talking about today, because we have two preview cards, and you can find us on YouTube by searching for Commander and MTG Podcast. Nate always has videos up there for us, so I think we've teased this enough. I don't even know how to do this.
Well, I think you should read the first sentence of the news, because that is a subtle hint to what our first spoiler is.
Holy cow, are those spoilers cool?
Wasn't it very kind and great-hearted of Wizards to give us not one but two spoiler cards?
That's not a cow.
Subtle.
Yeah, very. Well, who wants to introduce this first one? Has anybody actually played this one?
I have given this one a little go, yeah.
Oh, well, why don't you talk about it?
Our first spoiler is everyone's favorite Christmas-loving, gift-giving, goat minotaur monk lady, Zedru the Great-Hearted. That's right. So, Zedru, those of you that... This is a classic commander. Those of you that don't know what she does, she's one and a Jeskai. That's a red, a white, and a blue. For a legendary creature, Minotaur Monk, or as you Americans would say, Minotaur Monk. A 2/4 creature. And at the beginning of your upkeep, you gain X life and draw X cards, where X is the number of permanents you own that opponents control. Well, that's not very good, I hear you say. But 4, a red, a white, and a blue. Target opponent gains control of target permanent you control.
Ooh.
Da-da-da. So this is one of those commanders that I think a lot of people brew as a sort of fun deck and then get it out occasionally to go, hey, how wacky is this? Have you guys played against Zedru?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It doesn't tend to be very offensive, though. It tends to be more like a chaos deck or a group hug deck, or maybe both.
Right. Or uses offensive combos that are not ordinarily combos or offensive. Right, and so you want to give away cards that have an effect that benefit you regardless of who owns them, or cards that benefit you when they enter but hurt when they leave, and by then, of course, they're not yours. So,
or cards that are just terrible, and then you give them to other people.
So there are things like, there are a lot of creatures that when you have them in play have a negative effect on you, so you either take a big chunk of damage during your upkeep, or you can't play more creatures while you have this creature in play. Another way I've seen Zedru played is curses. You can do an okay curse deck with it, because you give the curse to someone, then give them control of the curse. They're still cursed.
Yeah?
No?
No, it's true. It's true.
Yeah, they're cursed.
Auras are pretty solid in Zedru as well, because you can aura up your creatures, then give control of the auras to your opponents, but they're still enchanting your creatures, mm-hmm. So you still get to draw cards and stuff off them. The absolute granddaddy of bleep hole cards in this deck is Illusions of Grandeur.
Yeah.
So it's a blue enchantment for 3 and a blue. It has a culminative upkeep of 2 colorless mana, or generic mana, should I say. When Illusions of Grandeur comes into play, you gain 20 life. Sounds good, doesn't it, guys? When Illusions of Grandeur leaves play, you lose 20 life, and effects that prevent or redirect this damage cannot be used to counter this loss of life. So you put in, get the 20, give it to someone else, and say, you're either going to start rapidly losing your mana resources, or you're going to take 20 damage.
Yeah. What do you do?
There's also a half-size version called Delusions of Mediocrity that doesn't self-destruct with a cumulative upkeep.
Yeah. All sorts of fun. You've got some other cards listed here, Nate, right?
Yeah, Steel Golem and Grid Monitor are both creatures that don't let you cast any more creature spells, so you make one and give it to somebody else.
Mm. Very nice.
There's Aggressive Mining, which means you can't play lands.
Mm.
There used to be Celestial Dawn, but that doesn't show up so much anymore.
That's a mean card. Which card have you got there, Nate?
Celestial Dawn is mean.
Celestial Dawn lets you... I don't know. I think when you used to have the old rule for Celestial Dawn would screw you because you couldn't put mana that wasn't of your commander's color into your pool. But Celestial Dawn also says you can spend mana though it was mana of any other color, so... Celestial Dawn doesn't work as a giveaway to screw your opponent.
Yep. Card was removed when from Zedru decks, rather, all across the world, when Rule 4 changed.
There's also, since Zedru has an upkeep trigger, you can also use Paradox Haze, which Joyra knows about, since it gives you an extra upkeep.
Yay!
So you do your thing twice.
I think it's a card we should see more of. It's very nice.
Well, you need more commanders that have the word upkeep.
Yeah.
So, obviously, at the time of recording, we've not seen other spoilers, because of the way...
What?
It works.
We've seen plenty of spoilers already.
Yeah, into the future. We don't get a full list of everything and get to pick. We get sent to by Wizards, very kindly. I was wondering, Zedru was from the same cycle of commanders as Animar, Are we going to get an Anima reprint?
I don't know.
Let's speculate to accumulate.
Well, I hope we see both Animar and Sen triplets. Even though Sen's not in the same cycle, necessarily. But
I just, it would be lovely to see... Sen triplets is also a shard rather than a wedge.
Yep. My theory is we'll see both a shard and a wedge for the symmetry.
Maybe.
Of course, we know what the other two. We're supposed to get four commanders, right? Four commander cards plus the oversize. And we already know what... the other two are going to be like in this set.
We do, which should probably move us along.
Well, so it's Zedru. Hopefully we'll see others that are kind of a little bit rare and out of print like that. And maybe a few more. This is the four-color set. And now we do move neatly to our brand new preview card. Nate, you did something special to introduce the new commander, didn't you?
I did. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Ladies and gentlemen, Commanderin MTG Podcast presents an exclusive new preview card from Commander 2016, presented in the form of song.
Mana, mana,
the groove fix.
Mana,
the groove fix.
Mana,
the groove fix.
Mana,
the groove fix.
Mana,
the groove fix. Fix.
I've got a Simic design to end green and blue at the casting time. I see a legendary creature around with a 2-3 on the body line. My command zone doesn't mind it when another one takes a stand. Oh, partner with some other commander if you should need a helping hand. Oh, why don't you choose it? Kydeli proves it. Try not to lose it. Crucifix is a lonely god whose profits in the dark. The Crucifix needs another human wizard with extra arms, watching through the misty fingers chosen over all. Every little card the player draws gives you mana when you tap. My girl, I start my turn with a puzzle box, and my hand goes round and round about. I got an archive from Alhamarit, enough for Emperor Cool to hover out. Why don't you choose it? It. Try not to lose it. A refund for your blue sun zenith, stroke of genius draw. A refund for a giant mind spring, then you cast your Ulamog. A refund for your prime Zagana, maybe some windfall. Every little card the player draws gives you mana when you tap, my girl. Crucifix, what a game, he's drawing all the cards.
All right, Nate, that was exceptional.
Bravo, Nate. Bravo.
Yeah, I laughed out loud. We were having a conversation, my wife and I put the earphones on so I could listen to this when you sent it out, and just started bawling. I made her listen to it too, as I do with all funny things that you produce, Nate.
Mm. All of them?
All of them.
Uh-oh.
Yep. So, you teed us up with that wonderful song. Why don't you tell us all about the card now?
Kai Deli, chosen of Krufix. 2 green blue. Mm-hmm. Legendary creature, human wizard. 2/3. All right, the big thing is, if you tap it, you can add a colorless mana to your mana pool for each card you've drawn this turn, and she's a partner.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have 2 commanders if both of them, not just one, both of them have partner.
Hmm. Well, we have a listener and a deck tester, one of the longtime deck testers, who's going to be absolutely tickled about this mechanic because he predicted it spot on.
Who's that?
Dean Guti.
Well done.
Also known as Grubfellow. You can find him on the tweets.
Yeah, you can.
Boy, we're with it tonight, guys, huh? Or today. Good morning, Sean.
Hi. I'm all right.
So, Nate, you want to tell us a little bit about partner?
Yeah. So if you have 2 commanders that both have partner, then you can have them both in your command zone, and you get 98 cards for the rest of your deck. So for your color identity of your deck, you use the combined color identity of both commanders. So if they print 10 different 2-color partner commanders, you can mix and match a 4-color deck, which is pretty neat.
It is pretty neat.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. It means we get loads of interesting combos. If you don't want to run the partner mechanic, it means we get 10 new 2-color commanders for us to sort of brew with. It's a genius solution.
I'm only speculating that there's one of each 2-color pairing, though.
Well, I mean, if there was only 5, the partner mechanic would be very limited.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's safe to say there are 10, one for each of the guilds, effectively.
All right.
Mark Rosewater has been sort of teasing this mechanic for a while now. He's been saying for 2 months, 3 months, that Ethan found a truly elegant solution to this. And of course, it really is. Once you see it, you're like, yeah, of course, that's the way it should have been. And of all of the people we know, again, kudos to Dean. So congratulations, Dean. Right? As soon as the problem came up, you had a solution. And, you know, so you're on par with Ethan. Good work.
Wow.
Awesome.
We've had both of them as guests.
That's right, we have.
So there's another major twist for the commander rules if you have 2 commanders.
Mm-hmm.
They are treated individually for all other commander rules. So your commander tax applies individually to each one.
And commander damage. You have to have 2 trackers if you start tracking people.
Yeah. If you want to do 21 combat damage, you have to do it with one of your 2 commanders.
I largely expect there'll be at least a red-white one that cares about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently commander damage is what Boris does now.
Now, Nate, in that fancy video... Oh, that's right. We need to remind folks that, of course, that song is available as a video right now, separately, and as part of this episode. So, go to our YouTube channel. So it's best if you subscribe, that way you don't miss any of these, but go to our YouTube channel and take a look at it. Now, Nate, you mentioned a bunch of cards in the song. Do you want to talk about the best ways to use Kai Deli and maybe what cards to use with her?
Sure. So if you have cards that draw lots of cards, you're going to want to use it with Kai Deli.
Mm.
She'd be good with Kozilek the Great Distortion. She'd be good in a Damia Sage of Stone deck because both of them draw your hand up to 7 when things happen. She'll probably appear in certain Leovold decks because it's full of wheels. I think the deck design is going to have a lot in common with some of the Leovold decks out there. If you have the big blue spells with X and something and let you draw X cards, you'll see those.
Stroke of Genius and Blue Sun's Zenith.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also Mind Spring at sorcery speed. So a few decks I have are very concerned about untapping my commander. So you'll have things like Fate Stitcher, Thousand Year Elixir, Mage Rite Stone, and Retreat to Coral Helm is another one that I like that doesn't draw too much attention. And Kiora's follower, and Kiora, Master of the Depths. All of those can untap one of your creatures. There's some cantrips that just untap a creature and draw a card. There's Cerulean Wisps is the cheapest one. Refocus is another, and Twitch. And there's another card called Intellectual Offering, where you choose an opponent, you both draw three cards, then you choose another opponent. Well, it could be the same one, but it's probably better if you choose another one. And you untap most of your stuff.
Yeah, it's a very cool card. That was a Commander product card, wasn't it? So I think in this deck, what would you put in the deck? Because obviously she's producing a bunch of mana, but it is colorless mana.
Some Eldrazi Titans, maybe.
Hydras, I think if you wanted to go into actually having color in your deck, Hydras are great mana sink creatures that are obviously in green because it's their tribe.
And if you're going Hydra tribal with Kaideli, you might want to add Selvala, Heart of the Wild, since she has a similar ability, and your creature untappers will be even more useful.
Dare I say, because you've got blue there as well, she could be the commander for, and let me blow your mind here, guys, Simic Artificer decks?
What?
Yeah. So everyone's always asking for the, is it Artificer? And we've already got Esper, which is the Artificer Shard. But this could be a Simic Artificer deck. Use green to power out your artifacts. She's the commander. Keep dumping your hand out, redrawing with your blue. Gives you more mana. Dump your hand out, redraw with the blue. Dump your, continue. Interesting bit of tech. She does go infinite, create infinite mana. If you draw four cards and you have an Umbral Mantle equipped to her, she gives you infinite mana and becomes an infinite power and toughness creature.
Wow. Is that useful in Commander?
Well, who knows, eh? So she's the second Simic commander I've looked at and gone, oh, look, with the right things, she actually becomes a really good Voltron commander. But Umbral Mantle, is 3 mana for an equipment artifact. A quick creature has pay 3 and untap it. This creature gains +2/+2 into end of turn, and it equips for 0. So it's, you draw 4 cards, put it on there. Every time you untap her for 3 mana, you're netting 1. Who knew we could do things with infinite mana?
Who needs all that mana?
Yeah, not that I condone infinite loops, but there you go. There's a good one.
Hey, you could make a really large one of those Hydras that let you draw cards.
So we've looked over some of the cards and the mechanics of the commander. What do we think, guys?
I think she's going to be fun. I cannot wait to see the other cards that she can partner with, because there must be some commander that'll let you draw cards, right?
Oh, she's in blue, though, so I'm not even sure you need it.
You always need it.
What other two-color pairings? So the Dimir commander might allow you to draw cards? The Izzet commander might allow you to draw cards?
Well, all of them, right? They all have blue, a little blue in them.
Not everyone's got blue.
Well, no, all the blue ones.
The Boros guy again in the corner goes, I don't have blue.
I wish I had blue.
I wish I had blue. Stop looking at me.
No, I mean all the ones worth playing. Oh.
I can actually hear the Gruul players saying, creatures, get him.
Yeah, that's another possibility that opens up with these two-color commanders, actually. You don't have to build a four-color deck out of it.
No, it can just be a two-color deck. Like, this could just be a Simic deck.
That's right.
And you won't have a partner like PNLR.
Oh, the feels.
I can imagine them sitting at school in Kaladesh, little Chandra O Nala's in there. Hands up, everyone who's got two parents. Chandra, don't be so hasty there.
Oh, daddy.
Oh, daddy, I'm from India. Honest. Ha-ha. Yes.
Sir. Well, my thought was you could build a pretty nice teamer deck with the Izzet partner.
I'm so excited about Commander 2016 in this preview season, because I was already excited about what the four-color commanders could do. And now I've got, we know this one, which is awesome, and 9 other guild-coloured commanders. Holy cow! Yeah. Like, just bravo. Tip a little, have a little drink in honour of the guys over at Wizards for this one. This is going to be great.
Yep. Well,
should we talk about speculation for the set, or
no? It's going to be really weird because by this point, so it's 9 a.m. Monday,
will be out, yeah. Right?
And we'll see a bunch of other spoilers. Who knows how they're releasing it, right? If they're releasing it all at once on Monday, you know, all the other commanders, or if we're just part of a like the first wave of 2 of these commanders or whatever. And all of the rules will be spoiled by 8 a.m. They specifically want to give everybody an hour to kind of digest what partner is and then start laying it on them, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gotcha. So speculation seems pointless.
So what have you guys been playing or playtesting?
Good question. In honor of our Simic episode. Shut up. Why, Nate? That's a good question you got there, buddy.
Yeah, it is.
Should we do the rest of this episode as old-timey reporters?
We should probably end the episode.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so she's an excellent commander, whether you use her as a Simic-only commander or as a partner to somebody else and go, you know, teamer or any combination with Simic in it, including whatever the names of the 4 colors are. We don't even know those yet at the time of the recording, so... Thanks again, Wizards, for supplying us with these preview cards to give to our wonderful listeners. And we really love those listeners. So thanks for listening, everybody. Without you, we could not have brought you these preview cards. So thanks for tuning in. Again, if you want to support the podcast for all the good things we put in your ear holes, including now preview cards, head on over to patreon.com/commanderandmtg. Or give us a 5-star review on iTunes. We love our listeners again, and we are incredibly grateful to all of our patronies. So come playtest with us, and if you donate $10 or more, you can come join our patron chat that we host over on Facebook. Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
So that fantastic song we heard was created by Nate, of course. Do you know who creates our theme song for us? Especial for the podcast?
Is it Bruce the Boss Springsteen?
It is his spiritual successor.
Yeah, it is!
Yes, yes. And in this case, even though it's spelled Bruce the Boss Springsteen, it's pronounced Nate Burgess. Nate also does most, if not all, of our editing, certainly all the heavy lifting. Thank you again for doing that, Nate.
Mm-hmm.
Our logo was created for the podcast by Mr. Picto, who can be found at mrpicto.co.uk, one of your friends, Sean. And, of course, my wife, Kelly, assisted in making the final logo. Special thanks to our tech whizzes, Jesse Thompson and Graham Frank, and, of course, as always, to Justin for his server space. You can reach us by going to our website, commanderandmtg.com, and searching YouTube for Commander and MTG Podcast, because you need to see these cards we talked about today. Our email is cast@commanderandmtg.com. We have a special Twitter set up for complaints, and that's at Copain26. You can find us on all the other social media. By searching for Commander and MTG Podcast, and individually on Twitter, I'm at KetJack.
I'm at Mr. Plorg.
I am at the aforementioned at Copain26.
Oh, is that your account?
It is, Phil. Yeah, you never noticed that. Yeah, but it is.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Any complaints, doesn't have to be just magic-related ones. Send
That's
them
right.
over.
That's right. You occasionally have an assistant named Nigel answer them for you, don't you?
I thought it was Algernon.
Yeah, I whip Algernon. No, Nigel's Algernon. Yeah, Nigel's Josu. Nigel sometimes helps. I do have a houseboy who sometimes answers the replaints, and if he doesn't do it properly, I whip him, which is, you know, the English method.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
What? Huh?
Do you want to take us out?
I'll take us out. And that's our show. Modern.
Easily disproven speculation follows.
So are we going to talk when, after talking about Zedru, are we going to briefly talk about that this might mean we're going to get the other commanders from that cycle reprinted? So Anamar and Kalia and stuff?
I think we're going to get a bunch of three-color commanders.
Yeah.
It'd be good. People are always asking for Anamar and things to be reprinted, so it seems like a good opportunity to do it.
All right.
Anamar.
Yeah, he was from that same...
That guy.
He was from that same cycle of commanders, wasn't he? Which was Anamar, Zedru, Kalia. What's the other two?
Well, Kalia's going to be in the... What is that? Commander...
It's the Commander's Anthology.
Anthology.
That doesn't mean they're going to not reprint her here.
I think it might.
Yeah, then I don't think they would do that.
Okay, but an example of them doing that was with Iona. They put her in a From the Vault lore, and which is similar to an anthology set, and she was reprinted in something at the same time.
Masters 2?
Yes. So she was in print and in cycle at the same time, one in a limited product so you could pick her up if you really wanted her, and one in a slightly harder to get premium product.
Mm.
We should discuss this on the show.
Meh. And then Kaideli. Let me see what Kimberly Crane says. Kaideli.
I'm going to call her Kaideli because there's a Tottenham Hotspur football player called Dele Alli, and he spells his name D-E-L-E.
How much of this mechanic partner do we want to read? I just put it in the show plan.
We should definitely read the four-color commanders are pretty sweet, because that implies we're getting four-color commanders as well. But maybe you'd like more flexibility in building your four-color decks.
What?
So the first sentence of the mechanics article reads, the four-color commanders are pretty sweet.
Totally rad!
You might like a little more flexibility in building your four-color decks. To me, that implies you're getting a four-color commander, like a traditional four pips at the top right-hand card. Side of the card.
I think that'll be the oversized foil. And I think each of the five is going to have two partners of different colors.
They have to, don't they? They have to have the guild pairings, don't they?
So if there's 10 two-color commanders with partner, then you can mix and match.
Then you get one four-color and one shard/wedge reprint. I don't think we're going to get two shard/wedge reprints.
Yeah, you don't. I think you will.
Well, no, because we're getting four commanders. One is a brand new four-color commander. Two are guild commanders.
Uh-huh.
And one is a wedge commander.
And? Maths?
That's four. The oversized foil will be a reprint of one of the four you're getting.
No, I think the oversized foil is going to be the four-color.
Well, that means you're getting five commanders.
Yes.
You guys have had this discussion.
Yeah, but I still don't think it implies you get five legendary creatures. I think you're going to get four.
Okay.
So it's not a discussion. We just disagree on a point.
Okay.
I mean, we'll find out easily. Yeah.
By waiting.
I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
I'm going to lose sleep.
Wake up.
Huh? What?
Fell with you, Joe.
All right. So I deleted my partner.
Sorry, Kelly.
Yeah, sorry, Kelly. I don't know if you hear my wife. She has tuberculosis in the next room.
I can't hear.
I swear to God. I don't know what's going on. I tell her I'm going to record. And so what does she do? She comes up here. And now she's coughing a lung out.
Interesting, I just built a Selvala deck. I'm playing with green, Phil.
New Selvala or old?
Oh, Selesnya Selvala.
Oh, I got it.
I don't. Yeah, I need white. I think going mono green might be a bridge too far for me. You know, I'm fine with smoking the crack, but injecting it directly into my eyeballs?
Yeah, you need something to cut the green.
Yeah, and you know me, white is a beautiful colour that I love. So, did you see, I probably should do an episode on this at some point and present my findings, but I've been recording the win ratios of certain colour combos in my paper meta for a few months now.
Yeah, and our commander fits right into that, doesn't she?
She does, yes.
Oh, I think Baral is going to be Esper, not Dimir.
Baral?
The chief of compliance. Because he's all uppity and arrogant, which is white.
Well, that'd be cool. I'll take a new Esper commander.
Mm. Yeah, you will.
I'll take it right in the...
That's not where it goes.
They get soggy.